Hey, can you hear me?
Okay, good. Well, so can your potential customers, right here on your Odyssey station. You might be used to skipping social ads, but you are still listening to me right now. And so are your clients. To learn how to drive more business and how Odyssey can help get your message to your customers, visit stateofaudio.com. That's stateofaudio.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. You could be here in Georgia with me. You could be in Chicago. You could be in Vegas. You could be in California, Iowa, Kentucky, Louisville. What's up, Houston, Texas? What's up, Michigan? Yeah, everybody in Michigan, all over the damn place. And every place else all over the country. I'm not going to name every place. Okay, look, regardless of where you're at, you can always listen on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to people tuned in on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. Thank you to everybody locked in on SiriusXM Channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker or your phone is smart or your car or your kitchen or whatever the hell it is, if it listens to you late at night or listens to you in the daytime, any time of the day, just get its attention and say, hey, play CBS Sports Radio. There's so much that I have to cram into this final hour here with you. And shout outs to super producer and host Dave Shepard coming to us, joining us live from New York City. It's Victor Wembanyama. We talked about him. We'll get to him momentarily. Right before the break, I was asked about the AFC and if it's not the Chiefs, who is it? And I know it's July, but it's a legitimate question. And then the Buffalo Bills were brought up along with the Steelers. Well, Josh Allen had some words, so I want to share that with you about the state of the Bills. Josh Allen's like, yeah, man, the season is months away. Let's relax. Also, earlier on in the show, we had Ice Cube. Yep, Ice Cube came through and joined us here on CBS Sports Radio. He came to talk about his Big Three Basketball League and also highlighted some issues he has with the NBA and the commissioner. And so we'll hear from Ice Cube. I want to share with you some of his comments as well this hour. And so, yeah, we got a lot to get into, a lot to discuss. I need to show Ken Griffey Jr. some love for what he's doing up in Seattle, the HBCU All-Star Game. And so we got so much to do. Let me get this out the way. Victor Wembanyama debuted. Yes, the San Antonio Spurs, they beat the Hornets in a meaningless game, 76-68. The larger news is about Victor Wembanyama making his summer league debut. 27 minutes, he had 9 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, and 5 blocks. And as big as he is, yes, he should have 5 blocks. But here's the bad part. He shot 2 of 13 from the field. Almost half of those shots were threes. He was 1 of 6 from downtown. And then Victor Wembanyama even got dunked on. When he spoke to ESPN after the game, after only making 2 of 13 shots, this is what he had to say about his experience.
You know, we're going to learn a lot. We won this game, so that's 3-0 for us. And, yeah, you know, just got to get acclimated to the new style of play. You know, I haven't had the chance to practice with the summer league team. So it was really my first time with them, and, you know, really good guys. I'm happy to be on this roster, and, yeah, I think we got one of the best young core.
Yeah, Victor Wembanyama, welcome to the NBA, man. Nobody cares about the score, bro. Nobody cares. Nobody will remember. If you suck, people will remember this, but there's plenty of time between now and the start of the season in October. Now, also having said that, to get back to the AFC conversation that we were having, I did mention to you Josh Allen. So we had a caller. Basically said, hey, it's the Chiefs, and then who else? I said, it's the usual suspects, man. The Bills, the Ravens. I'm sure there'll be another team that will just pop up. Obviously, the New York Jets now have Aaron Rodgers. Just take your pick, man. Go for it. Take your pick. But then when it comes down to Josh Allen, he reminded everybody that it's still early, that it's going to be some time until they actually play a regular season game, because he was on Bussin' It with the Boys, and Josh Allen was asked about just Stephon Diggs and that situation. And Josh Allen is just like, man, just everybody needs to get over it. Listen to this.
I love him. That's my guy. Like, what? The media has blown this so far out of proportion. Right? Like, we are in rookie or mini camp. Mm-hmm. We're not playing a game for 4 months. He doesn't show up one day. He's still there. You know, coach asked him to go home. We were in talks and discussions of trying to resolve some things, and it wasn't anything major. And media just blew it up. And they're still talking about it. She's like, mm-hmm. Let it go. There's no reason to continue talking about it. He was on the field with us the next day. It was not a big deal.
Oh, not a big deal. Now, what he failed to actually talk about there is the response from his own head coach. Like, Sean McDermott made this a big deal. He made this so much of a big deal. I remember the Monday he talked about it. He basically said, I ain't going to talk about it. And then the next day, he wanted to clarify what he said because he didn't say anything. How about it's his fault? And so, yeah, sure. Can the media exaggerate on things? And I think he's more specifically referring to the local media up in Western New York. Sure, fine. You going to challenge your coach? You going to call out your coach for making this a bigger deal? He could have clarified all of this from day one, and he did not. And so, yeah, we got plenty of times where coaches chastise the players in public and kind of throw them under the bus. Well, Josh Allen, let's be clear. Your own head coach didn't help matters or issues at all. And so, yes, this is a long way of answering the question from last break. If you want to start looking at the AFC, there are problems all up and down. There are question marks for every team, and it's going to be fun to see how things break down. I told you last night, we got Carlton Davis, cornerback on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who thinks because he plays in a crap NFC South division with rookie quarterbacks, young quarterbacks, new quarterbacks in, like all of a sudden, now that you don't have Tom Brady, that you're going to be better? Like, well, what's he smoking? And so we got all types of wild stuff going on all over the NFL. How about Robert Kraft seemingly saying that even Bill Belichick, I've given Bill Belichick anything that he's asked for. So if he didn't ask me for money, then I didn't give it. And I'm never going to run out of money. It was only at the end of the season that Bill Belichick was asked, and this is another crazy story, like Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft, every offseason, there's something new that they beef about. Now it's the free agency, or was the free agency. Now it's the how much money he spent. This is what Bill Belichick had to say at the conclusion of the season about how much money they've spent in free agency. And Bill Belichick makes it sound like, well, we don't got no budget. Listen to this.
1 year is a Polaroid snapshot, but actually there are multiple years involved. And at some point, the reconciliation has to come. So our spending in 2020, our spending in 2021, and our spending in 2022, the aggregate of that was we were 27th in the league in cash spending. So a couple of years were low, 1 year was high. But over a three-year period, we're one of the lowest spending teams in the league. So had we averaged that out and in those 3 years, you would have had the same numbers. So whether it's two low and one high, or, two medium or three medium, or, two sort of high and one really low. Whatever it is, there's an average that comes. And so that's the three-year average. We're 27th in the league in cash spending.
Well, damn. Maybe they need to ask Bill Belichick about numbers and salary cap instead of players, and maybe Bill Belichick will give them an answer. It's the longest response I've ever heard this guy give in a long time that didn't have to deal with special teams. Here, look, here's the reality. Tom Brady left, and the Patriots came back down to earth. How about that? They're a 500 team since Tom Brady walked out of the door. At 25-25. And so you just heard Bill Belichick tell everybody that they are 27th in spending. And Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, he had his own rebuttal. He basically said, look, if he asked me for money, I'm giving it to him. And if money was a problem, then I wouldn't own the team. I'd sell it. Basically saying that, yo, hey, Bill Belichick, if you want to spend some money, then come ask. And he's saying he hasn't asked. And so I think the reality is, is Bill Belichick getting the boot tomorrow? No, I don't think so. But I think it's also very, very clear he's closer to the end than he is to the beginning. It's just a matter of when. And can you imagine? And I don't think it'll be the case. I think he'll quit and leave before he's given the boot. Yeah, but Bill Belichick, man, it's like no respect. We're not appreciated. And this is natural. This is how things go. You can't fault it. He wasn't going to win forever. He's not just going to wake up and just poof, Tom Brady left, and now Mac Jones is new Tom Brady. Or, you know, you look at the spurts of a Castle, or you look at a Jimmy G. Those were spurts, small sample sizes in comparison to the better part of almost 20 years of Tom Brady. And so Bill Belichick, give the guy a break. And yeah, okay, sure, the drafting of guys, and let's draft the center, and the free agency money, it hasn't worked out. Well, it's football. Sometimes you got to get a little lucky to go out there and have success. And so things are already nutty here in the NFL. And yes, I get it. It's going to be about 2 weeks where we really start moving towards training camps, and we should get ready. Hey, Shep, you ready for more Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Okay, let's see. You ready for the Chargers to find a way to choke?
No, I like Herbert.
Well, not him. I said the Chargers.
Yeah.
They always find a way to choke.
But, JR, obviously most people are excited for Rodgers. I'm just sick of him. I'm sick of Rodgers the way you're sick of Tom Brady.
Me?
Yeah.
I can't be sick. He's retired.
Well, but I'm saying, but at the end, you were ready to see him go.
Yeah, I'm glad he's home.
I'm ready to see Aaron Rodgers go home. Exactly. Or dating, apparently, Kim Kardashian. That's the latest rumor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You don't believe that.
No, but I wouldn't. You know what? Listen, if you want to be relevant, that's the way to do it these days, right?
For who? Who needs relevancy? Tom Brady or Kardashian?
Well, he is taking the year off, and so he's never had this kind of low, spotlight.
I think Tom Brady to be with Kim Kardashian would be a downgrade.
I would agree.
How many people? Chris Humphries? Lamar Odom? Am I missing a basketball player?
Lamar was Chloe. Reggie, RJ.
Reggie who?
Reggie Bush.
Oh, that's right. All Kim right. Kardashian and Reggie Bush.
Right. RJ. And this is the early days of Kim's fame. Remember RJ? The musical artist?
Oh, Ray J.
Ray J, yes.
Oh, with the sex tape.
Yes, I didn't want to go that far with that. But yes, and then there was Pete Davidson.
And Kanye West.
Kanye West obviously was the longest one, yeah.
And there were more people before Ray J, right?
I would assume, well, considering Kim was in her mid-20s at that point, yeah. I mean.
Oh, whoa, did you just say, whoa.
What?
Well, I can't say what I was going to say.
What?
No, I can't say it.
If
I said what I was going to say, then I'd have a man.
Well, what did I say that was so bad? What did I say that was so bad?
Not that you said.
Gotcha.
You said that she was in her 20s. And so I was going to insinuate that you were saying that she was busy. So.
Yeah, you got, anyway. Well, she's been busy, yes.
Well, she was married before Ray J.
Was she?
She was married.
She was married before Ray J? I don't know
Yes.
I thought Chris was her first husband, Humphreys.
Oh, no, 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 no. This is Kanye West is like husband number three. Yeah, right. How many? What? We can Google. What did we Google?
No, you're
Applebee's.
You're right. She was. I didn't realize she was married at 20. I never knew that.
Oh wow! There you go. The more you know. So yeah, she's been. Anyway, what? How the hell did we get here? Were you talking about rebounds? What?
Well, we were talking about basically. You asked me if I was excited to see Aaron Rodgers, and I think the truth of the matter is, unless you are a Jets fan, you are sick of Aaron Rodgers. Everyone's sick of Aaron Rodgers, except for Jets fans, because he's the only hope they've had a quarterback in the last 5 years.
You don't think there's some people in Wisconsin who miss him or will miss him?
No. And that's surprising, considering obviously Mr. Love is not exactly a proven commodity, but they'd still rather get rid of the headache that is Aaron Rodgers than, you know, take a they'd rather take a gamble on a no name, which is what Jordan Love is, let's be real.
I think it's 80-20.
I'd say 90.
I think it's 80% of people in Wisconsin were ready for this dude to bounce, and I think there's 20% who were just ready for him to stay.
And it's incredible because this guy, again, I mean, obviously he faltered at the end of last year. And, you know, he had that 4-game win streak, obviously, but then faltered completely to the Lions. But still, this is a guy that's two of the last times there has been a regular season MVP. He's won it, and yet the Packers could not say goodbye to him fast enough.
Wow. He's going to be on the Jets now. And this sounds like a marriage made in hell, unless it works out. And maybe it will. Just thinking about the New York Jets in a championship, like Vince Lombardi, that doesn't even sound like it goes together. But, hey, get ready, folks. In about a couple of weeks, we'll be talking about Saquon Barkley and his contract. We're going to get into Tua Tagovailoa and whether or not he can last the season. We'll look at the Chargers and when and how they choke. Derek Carr is going to be doing God knows what in New Orleans with the Saints. Here in Atlanta, people going to be asking me about Ritter when I walk down the street. Hey, NFL is coming back soon. Training camps. Let's give it some time. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break when we come back. If you missed our interview with Ice Cube, you can listen to the full thing by hitting rewind on the free Odyssey app. But I want to share with you some of his comments. He had some interesting ones about the Big Three, his issues with the NBA. He had another point about potential Saudi investment into a competitor here in the NBA. And Ice Cube even had some thoughts on relocation of teams in North American sports. We're going to hear from Ice Cube on the other side of the break. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You're such a man of the people. You take more calls than any sports personality I've ever known. And to take words out of your mouth, pardon me, we appreciate you, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, congratulations to the New York Mets. They still stink, but they've won six straight games. They just beat another disappointing team, the Padres, 7-5, you know, out in Southern California. So two disappointing teams run into each other, and what happens? The New York Mets, they walk away with another victory. Good on them. No way in hell I think that they're going to catch the Atlanta Braves. The Braves just look like the best team in baseball right now. They beat the Rays tonight, 2-1. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We've had a full show. We just talked some football. I was asked about the AFC. There was obviously the debut of Victor Wembanyama in the Las Vegas Summer League tonight. And then we also had Ice Cube join us 2 hours ago. Ice Cube came through. He talked about the Big Three Basketball League, which has been in operation since 2017. And he talked about the success. They're going to have their final game, their championship game, out in London this summer. And it just, they basically have a party everywhere that they go. They got plenty of NBA legends, and it's a fun event to check out. Now, what Ice Cube did share a couple of weeks ago, that he's felt that he's gotten some brushback from the NBA, that they aren't necessarily working with him or allowing him to just work, but they're actually slowing him down in some respects when it comes to TV distributors and sponsors, that there's some threats being made that if you work with the big three, then you can't work with us, etc. And so I asked Ice Cube about his issues with the NBA, and this is what Ice Cube had to tell us.
The biggest one is the NBA has a bylaw that states that no one who owns an NBA team can invest in a competing league. You know, the big three, it's great. It's we got some of the best players to ever play the game playing 3-on-3, but no way, shape, or form are we competing with the NBA. So they need to cut that out. They're making billions of dollars every year, and we're trying to get over the hump. So no way, shape, or form are we competition. So we want Adam Silver, Mark Tatum to drop that clause when it comes to us, because they're not doing it to the basketball league, TBT, NBA investors, or NBA owners can invest in that. Now NBA owners can invest in slam ball. They can invest in pickleball. They can invest in the NFL team, Major League Baseball. And the only thing that they can't invest in is the big three.
Wow. Well, he's looking for them to move out the way. Ice Cube saying, hey, our 3-on-3 basketball league is not a competitor to the NBA, so they should relax. But Ice Cube did bring up a potential competitor to the NBA, potential competitor. And this is what he had to say about the Saudis getting involved in basketball here in the USA.
What the NBA really should be worried about is it's a lot of foreign money. They just put together that LIV golf tournament. And I heard that they're thinking about putting the ABA back together. Now, they put the ABA back together and offer big-time NBA players those crazy numbers. The NBA has a real problem on their hands. So I think they should be worried about that more than the big three.
Wow. Well, we know Ice Cube is a huge sports fan. I've been watching this guy walk around with a Raiders hat on for the better part of his life. He's big into basketball and football, etc. And knowing that he's grown up and watched the NBA, it's just like, okay, yeah, you soured on it a little bit based on your experience, but would you be open to working with them given the current challenges that you feel? This is what Ice Cube had to say.
I do want to work with them. You know, the only reason where they look at us as competition is because they're not working with us. If we work together, we could, you know, we can do things in concert, and we can do things that make sense for the NBA, WNBA, G League, Big Three, FIBA, 3-on-3, FIBA 5-on-5. There's a lot of cool synergy that can happen.
Okay. He's not completely shut the door. Now, the NBA was aware of the Big Three before its formation, and so they've had this discussion, and the NBA basically said, oh, no, we got to own it. And they just said, well, no, you're not going to own it. We can work together. And so Ice Cube and his team, they went ahead and formed the Big Three. And now they're looking at the NBA as a blockade to what they're doing. And so if you haven't seen a Big Three game, if it comes to your town, comes to your city, I would suggest you go ahead and check it out. It's a real fun environment, a real fun atmosphere, real loose, real relaxed.
I've had the benefit of seeing them here in Atlanta a few years ago when they were really getting things warmed up. And yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with more options. He said he started the big three just so people have some summer options for basketball when the regular season is over. And I briefly mentioned to you, you know, Ice Cube's allegiance to the Raiders. And I was real interested in his thoughts on teams relocating. We know the Raiders bounced around and now they have finally stopped in Vegas. I don't think they'll be moving from there anytime soon. I know he's from California, not Oakland, but L.A. And so we see another team getting ready to leave Oakland and the Athletics. And so I asked Ice Cube on his thoughts on just teams moving all over the place. This is what he said.
I think, you know, it's double-edged sword. It's great for the city that's gaining teams. But it's sad for the city that has lost the team. I've lost football teams, you know, I've gained them and lost them. So, you know, I understand the feeling when a team packs up and leaves. Two teams left LA at the same time, same year, the Rams and the Raiders. So it hurts. But at the end of the day, you know, who else you going to root for if you're in Oakland? You're not going to root for the Giants. You're not going to root for the 49ers. So you're going to root for the Raiders, even if they're in Vegas. And now you got a reason to take a nice trip out to Vegas. It's not so far away, and it's not such a bad town. So when it comes to Vegas, I think the California teams can live with that.
Okay, right. Yeah, I guess a little bit of a trip is not like rolling around in your backyard, but I think for the better part of a lot of people in America who can do it, yeah, making a trip to Vegas to see your team play, whether it's the opposition or the home team, not too shabby. So thank you once again to Ice Cube for joining us earlier on in the show. If you missed the whole full interview, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And if you want to know when the Big Three is getting close to your town, your city, go ahead and check out big3.com. Thank you again to Ice Cube for coming through and joining us. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before we roll out, I know Victor Wembanyama's been the big news for the NBA tonight. The NBA is actually going to have an announcement on Saturday evening about a new venture that they're starting. And so I want to give you a quick update on that before we roll out. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. That's 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm at work doing security, man, and I listen to your show every night.
Hey, man, I am new to your show, but I absolutely love it. It's awesome.
This is the best sports talk radio show on the air for sure, bar none.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. We are basically moving into what is going to be the deadest part and deadest portion of the sports calendar. This upcoming week, it's not going to be no NFL. There will be no NBA, no NHL. Major League Baseball is getting ready to pull up on its All-Star game this upcoming Tuesday up in Seattle. MLS is going to have its All-Star game. It's up in D.C. It's busy. But not regulation busy, not regular season busy. And so this is, I can't say it's the dog days of summer. It ain't late, but it's just, it's a quiet time, even with everything going on. But having said that, We're still getting some announcements. We're still trying to get some progression. The NBA tomorrow night is going to share with everybody details on this new in-season tournament. You know, NBA trying to spice things up. They're trying to split everything where teams are kind of split up into groups and you play against each other and then you bring it down to single elimination play, almost like a World Cup scenario during the season. And the NBA has promised to share with everyone more details on this tomorrow night. And so we're going to have more information sooner than later. But it was only about a month ago that Charles Barkley and Commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver, they sat down with each other on TV pregame, and they were on NBA TV, and Charles Barkley was trying to understand this as well. Listen to his questions, listen to Adam Silver's answers, and understand this. We'll have clarity by tomorrow night. Listen to this interaction.
I don't understand the mid-season tournament. Can you clarify that to us?
Yeah, I think the notion there, it's like taking a page from international soccer where they have other things to compete for, not just, in our case, the Larry O'Brien Trophy. So we're actually taking, for the most part, a series of games, regular season games, and we're designating those as tournament games, kind of like what they do in European soccer. And so those games will count both for the regular season and for this in-season tournament. And then the four teams that are still standing will come together and we'll go to a neutral site. We haven't designated that site yet. Okay. And then they'll play for a separate, you know, in essence, a separate trophy. And it'll be a new tradition. It'll probably take a little bit while to get it going. But, you know, I think what you guys know in this league, it's a long season to play for one championship at the end, and it's not going to replace the Larry O'Brien Trophy, but it's our hope that, just like in college, there's a lot of, you know, there's a Thanksgiving tournament or a holiday tournament, yep. And guys who play in those tournaments, they care about winning. It's not a replacement for the NCAA tournament, but it's to give a little bit more, something more special, a little bit more incentive around those games.
So these are the weaker teams or the better teams?
Every team is competing.
Well, okay, so we already got the load management issue, okay? Why would I risk, if I'm one of the teams who trying to win the Larry O'Brien Trophy, what's in it for me to play in that tournament? We already having a hard time getting these guys to play.
It's an absolutely fair question. We've talked to players a lot about it. First of all of the games except for the games also count towards the regular season. Okay. So you have the same incentive to care about your record. And there's prize money, and it's significant. So there's a financial incentive, too, to compete.
Okay.
Well, the NBA is going to have a special edition on ESPN tomorrow night. ESPN's NBA Today, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll find out even more details about what the NBA is calling the in-season tournament. Now, I got to be honest. They couldn't be more creative than that. The in-season tournament. Hey, Shep, you like that name?
I've heard better.
They released a logo for it. In-season tournament. Okay. All right, quite creative. I'm real interested in hearing what this is, and we'll find out more information, and obviously we'll share it with you here on Monday night, and we'll have a full discussion around it. So let's see what the NBA comes up with. Separately and as an aside, tonight I told you that it's crazy. The Major League Baseball All-Star break is basically upon us. You know, Sunday we're going to move into the celebrity game and a home run derby on Monday, the All-Star game on Tuesday. Well, this is Seattle, right? We got a legend in Ken Griffey Jr. who wanted to get everything set up early. He wanted to have the first event for All-Star weekend or the All-Star festivities. And he started off, Ken Griffey Jr. did, by helping to host tonight the HBCU Swingman All-Star Classic. It's the first major event for All-Star Game festivities. We're talking about 17 historically black colleges and universities with 50 players selected to play. The American League team beat the National League team 4-3 tonight. And Ken Griffey Jr. wanted to really move forward and help promote just black participation in baseball. And he wanted to highlight these young athletes. And if you aren't already aware, the participation has just been dwindling over the years. When Ken Griffey Jr. and his dad played with the Mariners in 1991, 18% of players in the majors at that time were black. Right now, about 6% of players on opening day rosters were black. And so Ken Griffey Jr., he, like a lot of other folks, are trying to make baseball more accessible and open to people everywhere, regardless of where you come from. And Ken Griffey Jr., he spoke to MLB Network about this, as well as King 5 in Seattle picked it up. Take a listen to Ken Griffey Jr. as to why this was important to him to have this HBCU All-Star Classic.
You know, not everybody go to a Power 5 conference. Not everybody can afford to pay the $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year to play baseball. Gives an opportunity for these guys to be seen. Plus, they want to continue their baseball career like everybody else. And this is an opportunity for those guys to be out there on a big stage, to have some fun with some guys who played the game at a high level and learn some things.
Yeah, the numbers are crazy. I mean, there's so much money and opportunity and ease and less cost to get involved in other sports. This is nuts. I've heard this before. Last year's World Series was the first since 1950 that didn't have a U.S.-born black player on either roster, which is just crazy in 2023. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's get to some of your calls before we roll out. Let's go to Connor. Connor's calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking my call. Love your show. Love you. Victor Wembanyama, I'm not going to hold his performance against him. I think, you know, coming down from a completely different country into the hellish place we call the United States. I'm just kidding. But the United States is a pretty, it's a lot different than France in a lot of ways. And I think transitioning from that environment into the United States can be very pressuring on him. And not even 2 weeks. I think you said that 2 weeks here and he's already had something insane happen to him.
Yeah, the whole Britney Spears thing. Well, I think we might have been able to learn this so far, and we got to see if it matters or if it comes true. And thank you, Connor, for calling from Cali. There's an awareness about him. If you've listened to any of his interviews, and he came over here a couple of weeks ago prior to the draft, and he did a media tour, whether it's speaking with Good Morning America or sitting down with J.J. Redick. He sat down, and he's very aware of who he is and what's going on around him, what's expected of him. But he has I don't want to say a worldly perspective, but he has a good perspective on life and how basketball fits into it. As to, you know, the other way around, it's similar to what we heard from Nikola Jokic, where he's just like, yeah, basketball is my job, but there are more important things to life. Now, I don't think that's Victor Wembanyama's thought process, but he certainly has just a big picture view on things. So I think he's okay in that regard. And then also tonight, after the game, Victor Wembanyama sat down in his own press conference. And he basically said, yeah, I was out there on the court tonight, so I know what I was doing. He admitted it. And so there's plenty of time for him to kind of get situated and do some learning and actually, you know, have quality time with the Spurs. He has months and months to figure this out. This entire season is going to be a learning process. And so I'm interested to see how he develops from the beginning of the year to the end. And just how he holds up. 855-212-4CBS. Paul is calling from Rhode Island. You're on the JR Sport Reef Show. What's up, Paul?
Thank you, JR. Welcome back.
Thank you.
I grasped that interview with Ice Cube, and the best thing he said, before I get to my topic, was the tickets are cheap and regular families can go to it. Forget about this Champions League NBA thing that they're trying to do. How much are the tickets? Big money. That's one.
Okay.
Getting back to Belichick and Kraft. Mr. Kraft, and I will say Mr. Kraft, and Belichick, they're not going anywhere. They're just going to move over, okay? He's going to go upstairs and oversee the Patriots network. Probably Jonathan will take over, and probably Mayo or the coach for Tennessee will come over. Listen, he had many interviews, maybe Vrabel will come over. Bill O'Brien is going to take over. Go ahead.
We're towards the end, so I want to respond to you. Thank you, Paul, for calling from Rhode Island. When Bill Belichick is done in New England as head coach, I don't think he's just going to, quote unquote, sit upstairs. He already oversees everything related to football. We saw the disaster that last season was offensively in trying to identify who was actually going to run the offense. We heard all of the nonsense and the frustrations from Mac Jones. And so we've been through that. When Belichick is done, I don't think he's just going to, you know, be the overseer of the entire organization. I think he's just going to be done. And I think with him and Robert Kraft, man, we're moving on. What, are they going to stick together for 30 years? You don't think something comes where Bill Belichick is like, I just want to sit on a yacht? I think that might come sooner than later. Let's see. Hey, Shep, it's good to be back, even though it's been 2 days.
Great to have you back, even though it's been 2 days.
How about that? I'll be back again Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, all next week. We'll talk about this in-season tournament, the Home Run Derby. We got a lot to do. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, it's a wrap. If you missed a minute, you missed the Ice Cube interview, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. But you know what? I'm done here on CBS Sports Radio, but don't move. Ryan Hickey, he's coming up next. Y'all have a good weekend, and thank you, Sean.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar asks, ever wonder what it would be like to live in an alternate universe? Well, friends, welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle, when you crack one open and try it, the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious. Hey, transport yourself to an alternate universe with Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Zero sugar, all Dew.
Stop by Country Corners for a refreshingly good deal on Mountain Dew. Get two 20-ounce Mountain Dews for only $4. Do the Dew at Country Corners.